So now this brings us on to our third presentation before we break for lunch. And I'd like to welcome Patricia Arbenskova, and she will be talking about Saturn Vesta.
No, okay.
When a study invited me to come to the open day, my moon in Aries say yes, straight away. But later on, I panicked. My Pluto, the younger, you know, said, I need to say yes, so busy. Of course, my main concern was how long I'm going to speak for 30 minutes in English, in a comprehensible English. So I planned this little trip to London for a few days to recall a little bit of the words. You know, because I've been 2 years on the online seminar, so I've been reading in English all the time, but the pronunciation was within my head, so I didn't even know how to pronounce Leo or Aries. But then, before coming, I was talking to, first of all, I thought, well, because I've got Uranus in the first, people in Spain, they don't even understand me, you know, even when I speak in Spanish. So that relaxed me a little bit. And then I was talking to a friend, and then she told me that once she was speaking to an English man, who told her, you don't know how sexy it is to listen to a foreigner to speak English with a foreign accent. And then I said, oh, sexy, yeah, that's me. So then I completely relaxed. And then I said, well, what could be sexier than to facilitate you what Carol showed me to say beautiful in English, a Neptunian experience. So let's talk about Saturn the Gatekeeper. Please, this is where I would like to do this, to show how I see the whole picture of astrology through Saturn, through my eyes, okay? This is only my vision, and I would like to share it with you.
So, Neptunian experience. Once upon a time,
says the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
There was a little girl called Dorothy. She was orphan. She was living in Kansas, as you may already know. The tale starts saying that she was living in a very grey atmosphere. The uncles were sad and grey. And I think that's the symbolism of how the spirit is experiencing living in matter. So to me, Dorothy is a soul. You know, she's also orphan. In how many fairy tales the princess is being kidnapped or she's alone? Because the spirit, when it comes as incarnated beings to this world, our biological parents are not our original parents. So there's quite a symbolism. And then Dorothy, then suddenly, she was taken by a cyclone to the land of Oz, and she was welcomed by the good witch of the north in the land of Oz. Then she realized she wasn't in a familiar place. She was somewhere else, so she wanted to go back home. She learned by the witch of the north that by chance she killed the weak witch of the east. And then she learned that she got straight away silver shoes. Obviously, in front of these people, in that strange country, she wanted to go back home. So she asked, what do I have to do? And then she learned she had to follow a yellow path to the center of the country where Oz was living. You see, yellow, which is the color of gray fur, which is the energy of Virgo, the energy that purifies matter, is life's path in a way.
Then, well, she was going to look for the yellow path, and then she started to meet certain characters.
She met the scarecrow, which means represents her mental body.
Then, a little bit farther, she met the Tin Woodman,
which could represent her emotional body.
Then, a little bit farther, she met the lion.
It could symbolize her physical body.
They together led to the center of the country
to meet the Wizard of Oz.
But then, when they got there, they realized that Oz was not able to take her home back. They didn't finish the work in a way. The journey wasn't finished. She had to go somewhere else.
And then she had to go to kill the witch of the West.
Obviously, they were going through so many adventures on the journey.
When they killed the Witch of the West,
then Dorothy was granted with a golden hat.
So, because they did kill the witch, and it was what Oz asked them to do, they all went back to the center of the country again and said, hey, we've done the job. We've done what you asked us to do.
And then is when you probably remember they discovered that the wizard was a fake, that he couldn't take her back home, but he managed. He wanted to fly with a balloon, and then when everything was ready, Oz went into the balloon. The balloon went, Dorothy missed it, and she couldn't go at that time. Again, to be symbolizing the way that the job wasn't finished yet. Something else had to be done. Then Oz went, and they realized that the only possibility to know where to go was to go and visit the Good Witch of the East, of the South, pardon,
of the South.
So then they went there. They saw the Witch of the South,
and this is when they realize they finished the journey, that Dorothy could go back home.
Along the journey, all the bodies were getting so much mastery, the mental body, the physical body, and the emotional body. You know, the scarecrow was looking for a brain, the Tin Woodman was looking for a heart, and the lion was looking to be brave. And they were growing and developing, you know, test after test, until they went to the south.
And what
happened at the end? Because killing the two witches on the two sides, Dorothy was wanted with a hat and with shoes.
to me, it's symbolizing that there is a point of life that we get mastery and we get in connection with ourselves. We are able to, like, look to that that could be farther beyond us, but at the same time being grounded in the floor. You know? I remember that time. Maybe it is a journey you do from one side to the other. On the 60s, you know, when people wanted to change everything, that they become more spiritual and more peace and loving. But then they were so flying in a way, let me use that word, that we had to go back a bit to materialism, to, you know, to play in both sides, to see, I might be spiritual, but I have to be in this world. You know, it's, to me it's like a game from going to one place to the other and picking up the little things. So it might be, be represented, the heart, the connection, something above us, but then the shoes to be grounded, to do the journey, to walk. At the same time, in many cultures, the cross is to be said a representation of the spirit, vertical, living in matter, horizontal.
So this could be the picture. And looking at the broader picture, what is above Saturn?
The cross. Saturn is the one carrying the cross. It could be like Saturn's as a whole. Maybe life could be a Saturnian experience. We've been talking about different rites of passages, external ones. There are also internal ones. To me, it's like every day could be a chance to cross a gateway, to learn something, to be into an experience. It reminds me that story told in the Bible of Jesus Christ going towards crucifixion. He was carrying a cross, like the spirit living in matter in a way.
We think of another story, but then, okay,
that could be a little bit the big image of what Saturn might represent for us. How does it work to go on the journey, to have those experiences, the gateway? If we are in a rite of passage, we have to go from one dimension to the other, from one stage to the other. We have to cross something. And when we cross, normally there is a gatekeeper. Normally we have to experience and live a test. We are under many tests, even every day in our lives. It implies a decision process, you know. To make a decision, normally, we are alone in front of decisions. No matter how many advices we can get from outside, in the very end, and normally we are not even conscious how many decisions we do every day. I don't know if it's going to make any sense in English, but in Spanish, for example, we say we take pills, okay? We take medicine. So there's a saying that says, oh, what do you take to be happy? You say, I take decisions. Because in Spanish, it's I take decisions instead of I make a decision. So I invite you to become more conscious about every decision we make or whether we are not able to decide. And see if we can get something from that decision. Normally we don't decide because we are afraid of failure. But then if we don't decide, we don't act. We don't go through the experience. I like the, from a different symbolism, the journey that the Arcana through the Tarot shows us. The Hermit is number 9. I do believe in cycles. There could be a cycle of 9 years or 9 something. So it could represent the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. He's standing upon ice with a stick and with a light, so grounded to the floor. Maybe the ice representing when you have to contain emotions, being alone, being grounded, and see what we decide, you know? Even the light could represent an eye itself in the head, and the body is standing. It reminds me to Diogenes in the ancient Greece. He was living in a barrel, and he was the beginner of the cynicism of movement. He was looking with a light for a man, maybe someone brave enough to do the journey, to learn, to experience, not just the physical.
And that's what I wanted to represent to these pictures here.
We can decide what to do, who we want to be, where we do things. We can decide on everything, every moment, every time,
where to go, where not to go, how to do this, how. Every time we make a decision, we might be in front of a gateway somewhere we want to cross, to be in a different place. It's like every decision can take us to heaven or hell.
To decide to be happy, to have joy in our life, to be the light, to be spread outside ourselves.
Or we want to suffer, or we decide to be angry, or could be a difference. I love this picture, taking us up or down as a symbolism. Oops. If we only knew,
if we only knew that any decision we make is the right one, we would take much more decisions. Because every decision takes us to experience, and the experience can take us to a learning. Of course, it's up to us whether we decide or not. But
anything, anywhere we go, everything we do is the right thing to do. Saturn,
as a gatekeeper, could be found in this film as well, according to me, because the test is nice to leave something behind. I've got this idea that when we are in the journey and we go gateway after gateway, the gateway gets narrower and narrower and narrower. So it's like we are, every time, the farther we go, we are less allowed to go with so many things, you know? So it implies to be something, and sometimes, to me, we are so attached to people and feelings and habits that we can experience as living, as dying, you know? It's like, of course, I'm talking about, you know, a personal or inner experience. In this account, we can see the death and the horse. There is chaos all over the place. I like it because the king is dead and the woman is like sleeping. It might be like the soul in the matter, still sleeping, the ego is going. The horse is in movement, something else to come. Death might not be the end. It could be just a way to be transformed. And then look at the priest getting it out from the religious symbolism, like, you know, he hopes to a better future, to something different, to something better to happen. And you know, when I was at the airport and I was thinking about the presentation, I came across those pictures. Right now you're going to see they are in English and Spanish, so you will be able to see, and they represent the idea I've got about this journey. We have to go farther and farther, test after test. The pictures are at the airport were as follows. One-way corridor,
okay, just one, go farther, go ahead. No trolleys.
No trolleys. No things at the backpack. Yeah. Please.
Life could be more simple, lighter. Keep walking.
Sometimes we get sad, you know. I've got this idea. When we drive, think of you driving. When we drive and we go into a curve, do we stop? Do we get out of the car and say, oh, what is going to be here? You know, after the round. No, we keep driving. You see? So keep walking.
Go farther. Even if we don't know what is coming, you know, the horse in the death, we couldn't see the whole horse. We sometimes in front of a gateway or a decision, we feel something else is coming. It doesn't have form. We don't know if it is. Trust. We can trust and we can keep walking. Do not stop again. And do not return.
Do not return. I love this.
I thought Jung would have called it synchronicity, when you're thinking of something and then you suddenly get to it. So that's how I envision a little bit those moments. Saturn's appear is a challenge to keep walking, to leave something behind, to trust in what is going to come.
Well, coming back to Akido's story of the wisdom of I said this could represent a mental body, okay, it's just an idea. And because I'm talking about astrology here somehow, those planets, Mercury and Jupiter, might represent both sides of the mental body, the concrete mind and the abstract mind. It's like they represent as well, like each body evolving as well within itself, from the more concrete to the more abstract. When I was thinking about this, it reminded me a little bit of a certain order. I do believe there is an order. And I was remembering that little story,
talking about symbolism from other cultures. Of, I don't know if you know the story of Ganesha, and I love it. Just to sum up a little, Ganesha was Parvati's son,
and her mother asked him to keep the gate to her chamber. So, and he was really responsible, very Saturnian in this task. So he was on the gate, and one day his father came, Parvati's husband came. The husband didn't know that Ganesha was his son, and he didn't know that that man was his father. So, you know, the father came and said, I want to come in and see Parvati. And Ganesha said, no, we cannot go into. And then, yes, I want to go. He said, no, I'm the gatekeeper, I'm keeping the door, you're not getting in. And because Parvati's husband, Shiva was not accustomed not to be obeyed, then he cut his head. He cut Ganesha's head. And then he realized he was his son. And then said, oh my God. And he had to send his soldiers to the forest to look for the head, because he cut the head and he threw it in the forest. Then the soldiers couldn't find the head, so they found the head of an elephant. Well, they killed an elephant, they took the head of the elephant and they put it in the Ganesha's body. And you know, I was thinking of that story so many times. We want to get through the gateway without passing the test. You know, I want to go, cut the head, and I want to go in. Whenever we make a decision, we cross something without following the order, by taking things by strength, just because I want it, we have to go back. We have to go back. Like Shiva,
He realized what he saw, and then he had to go back and pick up the head and put it in Osho's head. So, when we are in front of experience, if we honor that moment, if we think that something important is happening, it's like honoring ourselves, you know, giving our time, our space. We rightly want to go into that and then, you know, go through a passage and then another one. But to me, it's through the myths and stories. So many times we are told, hey, you know, go follow the symbols and signals and think a little bit of Mercury and Jupiter, you know, like evolving in reflection in a way,
not just doing it.
And what to me, what happens when we evolve, when we learn to think, to reflect, respect the order, that we get to another dimension above Saturn, above death, above the skin, and then we get to Uranus, Mercury, Jupiter, Uranus, and we can get like, you know, I use the intuition here. I wasn't able to find the world, because we all have intuition. You know, that sixth sense that we call, but I'm not talking about that kind of intuition. You're calling about those flashes that are connected with ideas coming, I don't know, from where, you know.
So to me, it would be like going through Saturn, we could evolve from Mercury to Jupiter and then get to Uranus. Then, what about the emotional body?
Emotional body. Then we've got another planet, Venus and Mars, yin and yang, the feminine and masculine. What would happen on the journey? We go through the test and we go through the gateways, that we can somehow transcend duality by learning about our two feminine and masculine sides.
I wanted to show you, doesn't show the picture, left seat. I don't know if you ever seen this film.
You're that guy running for senator.
I am that guy, yeah. Are you registered in your phone?
Two mics out on my guy.
Hey.
Sorry.
How's that? I don't know.
Thank you.
also recently I job at my bureau. I recommend the film. Very quick. Matt Damon was running for senator. He gave a speech and he learned he wasn't going to win. So he got into a crisis. The first scene, well, have you seen him? Have you seen how many hats in the film? Matt Damon, when he was in the crisis, the first scene we see in the film, he's in the bathroom. A very, very Scorpio symbolism. He was in the crisis. And then he met her. Within 2 minutes, they met and they kiss and they fall in love. So who on earth falls in love so quickly and in the bathroom? To me, he was meeting through the crisis to his feminine side. And because if he saw his other side, he felt in love immediately. And the whole film, my demon is chasing her. He wants to be with her, but they're not supposed to be together. And I led you with the film, I recommend it. But at the end of the film, they have to cross so many doors to get where they want to go. And they have to use a hat, because, you know, the hat sort of a connection with my destiny, with where I want to go, to that which is farther than myself.
Yeah. Thank you. So I recommend you. So many fairy tales. You know, now in Spain, I respect very much, you know, this feminine side. But they say, oh, you know, the princess doesn't want to meet the prince. And they, I say, no, I'm a princess. I'm a warrior myself. And we might lose the idea that the princess is the yin and the prince the yang. And maybe tales are talking about this duality that is within us, that we all are, feminine and masculine. And through experience, we can get to put them together, okay? And then get from Venus to Mars to Neptune. And then, again, not only the emotional has to work, the physical as well. It's got the conscious side, the unconscious. Jung told us the more conscious we make the unconscious, we come to terms with ourselves. We learn more about ourselves. And each time we can go through one dimension to the other. Because if we grow in the intelligence and we grow in the emotional, we have act as we think and as we feel. Otherwise, we are not coherent. At one point in my life, I realized my brain was so amazing. But I have to learn of other things in life. You know, I didn't want to be a computer with legs. Telling everybody what I know and what I read and what I learned. And that was much the case.
But the emotional, oh my God. That I had to work on that.
Because, unless we get to Pluto and we do the transformation and we do the alchemy and we change, yes, we might have gone through the gateway, but afterwards something should be different than before to make a difference in ourselves and in the rest of the world. We need to make a difference, even if it is so small and little.
And because I'm... Sorry. I went back and I shouldn't have. Well, because after that I wanted to show you and tell you that's the final story, very short, of what it might represent moments that we get through Saturn. Oops. Yeah. That could be the whole picture.
After learning own journey, aligning our bodies, put them in balance. After test after test, gateway after gateway, we have to come to terms with Saturn as well. And we could go over the rainbow, you know, where all dreams come true. And I believe that one day I made an important decision in my life to change
completely changed, personally and professionally. I didn't know where I was going, but I made a decision. So these gateways are very, these tests are very fun. They take things we are weak on and they test us on that. So I was going to Bilbao from a different place, and a guy called me. And he said, oh, I want to show you a business, come to a meeting. I went to the meeting, I was in the room, I learned about that business. Sort of pyramidal thing, you know, I had to get clients into telecommunication, and then more and more clients, and I was getting a bit of the expenses in that telecommunication piece. I was earning money from my clients. So when I finished the meeting, when I left, I was walking. I had a meeting with a friend in Bilbao. I had to get the tube. So I was getting out of the meeting. I said, oh, if I get this job, you know, I can make enough money. Because with that change I've made, now I don't have much money. I don't know where I'm going. But then I said, well, then if I take this, I might go to the wrong direction because I want to do something different. You know, I was a businesswoman. I left that. I wanted to. So I was thinking on that, and then took my ass to the car, and I went into the underground. And while I was thinking on that, I look up to the silo. And then, because I was saying, what should I do? What can I do? What do I have to do? That was my main concern. When I was in the underground, I realized I was on the wrong direction. I wasn't going to meet my friend. I was on the other direction. And then I said, oh my God, I have to get out of here. So I took the officer car. You know, there is only one in Bilbao, all platforms, and one are one in front of the other. But that station, no, is one platform in one way and the other. So I had to take the officer car. I had to pay again for a trip I never did. I have to go the other way, go into the other platform again, and then after I saw it, I sat on the train, and I said, oh, that's it. I don't have to take the job. The job is taking me to the wrong direction, and it's going to cost me money. And then, from that journey's conscious, I felt something. I felt someone speaking to me, telling me something. It was inside myself. You know, I there's no, for a Neptunian experience, there's no words. That's to show you my understanding about that. And then I went to Pluto and I said, okay, that's it. I'm not alone. The universe is talking to me through symbolism. So it's keep on studying astrology because it's the language of symbol. And this is what has taken me here. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very inspired.